makes me feel quite queasy because I've just finished a study here. Here I am now talking at the same desk where I just had a lecture sitting over there. I look a bit posh today, actually, and far too posh, overdressed for this event, I think. Nevertheless, you shouldn't really take the messages you can give out with this horrible thing and a suit to, you know, it's quite important how you present yourselves in a way if you want to be heard. Unless you want to stand on your head and clap your toenails together and create attention that way. Now, I want to follow on as to what Don just said, and as well as what Biz said. It's not all bollocks out there. You have moved mountains. You have seriously challenged a system which does still not want to talk about cannabis. The further I think about the research that's been done in this country, the further we see how certain pharmaceutical interests are concentrating on the extraction on various parts of the cannabis plant. The more we see this, the more we can see the value of the cures going up within the hospitals, as if there is a grand plan behind it, but we know it works. So we know it's not of their making, it is of nature's making. Hence, why the monopolization under GW Pharmaceuticals and HemCorp. This is absolutely outrageous. If there is such a thing as free world trade, then there ought to be such a thing as well within the research community and within other establishment arms that look into the subject. That's one point. Cannabis, if it is proven to help us ourselves for our health, cannot possibly be illegal any longer. How could it be? How can a substance which grows in our back garden be possibly be illegal if it helps your health, if it helps our taxpayers to fork out less money for the NHS, if it helps people to lose pain? How can it possibly be illegal? In law terms, in international law terms, it is only a matter of time after the legalization of cannabis and after the discovery of the benefits of cannabis that the legalization will follow. I hope I've been clear. I think the legalization will follow once the benefits to our health will be fully known. There are some very puzzled professors out there who yet grow shitty dope in their greenhouses. I've seen it, and I've seen 10 times better crops in people's wardrobes. So they've got a lot to learn anyway. But nevertheless, they're making progress. So they say. And one of these days, they probably will come up to the level we are at. What more to say than to the latest declassification? I have to say something on this, because I have it from the horse's mouth. There are some very puzzled custody sergeant and some very puzzled solicitors and clerks of the court looking at this, because if you read it in text, it's an absolute fudge. It's stretchable from this end to there, and you can put it on this way or that way. In each and every regional authority, the drug action teams are puzzling together with their chief officers as to how to implement what has just been come down from the Home Office. But I only have that from the horse's mouth. So, I thought this is some good news. And frankly, Frank sucks.
Right.